Hello.
Good morning. My name is Kay, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested the call back?
Yes, this is Elizabeth Holtzclaw, and I just had to ask two questions because Thursday is I get one more paycheck. My job have closed down, and how long do I have before I can sign up for unemployment? I do get a paycheck Thursday, and I might get a partial payment at the end of this month. How do I go about signing up for unemployment? Wait till I get that in, or what?
So you went back to work, and now they're going to close again?
No. I've been working with this company for 31 years, and they is closing the plant down.
Mm-hmm.
They done closed it down. I'm off from work, but I do get a paycheck Thursday from them. So do I wait until, before I sign up for unemployment, do I wait till maybe the end of this month to sign up? Or do you know?
I'd be happy to help you. Can I have your Social Security number, please?
I'm not signing up as right now. I was just wanting to ask you a question because I'm getting a paycheck tomorrow. So when do I call in? They gave me this number to call in to sign up for unemployment. So how long do I have before I can sign up for unemployment? That's what I was trying to find out.
Okay, I understand your question now. Really, there's no certain length of time that you can choose to sign up. But when you do sign up, when you do your weekly certification, if you have received wages for that week, then you'll have to report them on the next certification that you have to do after the week that you sign up. So it's up to you. But even if you sign up and your wages are more than what you would receive in benefits, then you're going to have to reopen the claim. So you might want to wait until after that and then sign up.
Okay.
Okay.
I got one more question, too.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Now, I've been working. I get my little Social Security check. Do that interfere with my unemployment?
Social Security is not a part of your benefits that you receive from unemployment.
That's totally separate.
So it is a question on there. I think that deals with that, but it's just asking the question. It's not a part of your benefits.
So I can sign up and get my
You
Social
can apply
Security
for
check.
Unemployment and you can still get Social Security. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because I've been working all that long. Well, that's a big help because I'm in debt. so if they ask that question, I never signed up for unemployment before.
Mm-hmm.
So they did ask me that question. So what do I put down there and just answer it like I supposed to or normally do? I had never signed up for unemployment before. If it had it been 30-some years ago, or maybe 20.
You have to answer the questions honestly.
Okay.
Because if you
okay.
don't answer them honestly, then you can be penalized.
Okay. And I got one more question while you're on the phone. Well, they called me from Jack for a little part-time job, which I work 2 days and probably make about $75 a week.
Mm-hmm.
That'll hurt my little unemployment, wouldn't it? But I still may get something on them.
I can't say that.
You can't answer that.
Well, when I say I can't say that, I'm actually saying I don't know because you do the application, you have to report any wages that you receive.
Any wages.
Yes.
Okay.
And so if you're going to be receiving wages from a job, you're going to have to report that.
And that's
where
they'll determine what I,
Yeah,
okay.
if those wages are more than what you would get in benefits, then you wouldn't qualify for benefits for that week that you report wages. For example, and this is just an example, the base pay is $275.
Okay.
That don't mean that's what you're going to receive, but that's just the base. So if you're working and you're receiving $75 every week for that, then that would be taken into consideration as to whether you would be paid benefits for that week or if your benefits would be less for that week. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. So, but you do have to report it. You do have to report any wages that you receive.
Okay.
And so if you check with Social Security and they tell you how much you can make, then you can make up to that much. But how it's going to affect your benefits, I can't say.
I already know what Social Security has, because I was still working and trying to get my Social Security, because after my husband died, I was in debt, so I had to keep working and draw my little Social Security check. But I already know how that's going to affect my wages. I'm still good with that right now, even if I draw unemployment the rest of this, couple of months. So I'm good with that. So,
There is a booklet on our website. It's called Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities. It goes through the details to tell you the process. So you might want to read that booklet on our website and decide what you're going to do.
Okay. So, all right then. So, I go online and sign up, or do I call the hotline and sign up?
You can go onto our website and fill out your application, or you can call us at the same number you called today, and then we can ask you the questions on the application and get it filed for you.
Oh, okay. So, I can talk to a live person.
Yeah, you could talk to somebody like me.
Okay. Okay then, sweetie, that's real good then. That'll help me out. So yeah, I just wait until I get all my little benefits from my job for my paycheck, because I get one this week and I get 4 days for next week. After then, by the end of this month, I just call and get my stuff set up.
Okay, so you're gonna need the name of your employer. And make sure you check your banking statement to see if the person that you worked for and the person, the company that you worked for and the company that's paying you is under the same name, because sometimes it can be different. So you want to make sure of that. Get the address and the phone number, because that's the question on the application. Your start date with them, your last day to work. And if you're going to do direct deposit, you need your routing number and your account number.
Okay. What you said when you said the name of your bank statement with my company, what you mean about that? You said, explain that to me again.
Well, let's say that you're working for McDonald's. Just an example. But when McDonald's pays you and you look at your bank statement, you don't see McDonald's. You see another company depositing your pay in there. So we need the name of that company.
Oh, so like if I went direct deposit from them, it'll be on my statement.
It should be on your bank statement who's making the deposit for you. So we need to know the name of the company you're working for, and is that the name that they're working under that pays you? Because it's going to show up in your work history. Okay.
I see exactly what you're saying. So, ma'am, I'll call you back and have all this stuff ready, and I get my stuff going about 2 weeks or maybe three, and I'll call you back.
And it is important that you have that information ready, because the average call is about 25 minutes. And if you exceed that because you don't have the information ready, the call is going to drop. We don't have control over that. The call is going to automatically drop. And so if it drops, that means if we call you back, you may have to start over from the very beginning.
Okay, so the main thing is have my date when I start working, and the date when they shut the plant down.
And the address of your company.
and the address and the bank stuff, the bank statement and all this stuff on where I go direct deposit from my bank. Okay.
You need your routing number of your bank. You need your account number of your bank. You need the day that you started with your company, and you need the last day that you worked with that company.
Oh, okay, Dennis. I didn't know this. Like I said, unemployment. I better put that down right now for my last day.
It actually tells you that on the phone call, but a lot of people, it's so much information, they don't get it. And so, but that's what you need. And you need the address of your company just in case it's not in your work history, and their phone number. If those are questions on the application that we may need.
Okay. I sure will. I get all that stuff together, and I'll call you back just as soon as I get my last little paycheck in, and so I won't have to be short on no money or anything. And I appreciate you, baby. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Call Center. You enjoy your day. Bye now.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.